Mishnah says on Daf Nun Daf Beis that Zivcha Shamatzir Vashamas Elohein Hashamas Hashem Gizelus Bechule, and the Mishnah ends off at the end. It says V'nechal Mifnim and Aklaim Zivcha Kahuna Chol Meichel Yom Belayla An Chatzais. So the Mishnah uses a lashon of that they're Nechal Mifnim and Aklaim. Shulchan is a pella like Mefreshim Ma'ira. Another Mishnah uses this lashon as well. Mifnim and Aklaim. Why are we talking about the Klaim? The Klaim are in the Mishkan. The lashon should be there. Nechal Ba'azara. Why are we using a lashon of the Mishkan of Ma'ida Hava Hava? We're talking about how it's Nechal the Darius in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beskrab set up a beautiful Hezber from the Gra, why the Mishnah is a Lashon Klaim over here, based on what we find in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Siman Nun, that Chazal Kaveya, that the minig is to say the Mishnah of Ezim Mekayim, the Perek of Ezim Mekayim every day during davening, because so every day a person should learn these inyanim. And the question is, why dafka this Perek? Out of all the Prakim, why dafka the Perek of Ezim Mekayim? So the Beis Yosef over there says, B'shem the Ra'ah, that the pshat is like this. He says, "Tiknu lishon as perak as a mekayman lefi she'en b'chol eisa perak machlekes v'yiv mishna brua l'meshim esina." If this perak has no machlekes at all, there's no machlekes in this perak, at least b'feresh in the mishnayis, and therefore this is a mishna brua l'meshim esina. This is a perak which was preserved, mamash way was given l'meshim esina, and that's why we would dafka say this perak. So based upon that, the Briskov said b'shem l'gra, that being that these mishnayis are mamash intact from the way they were given Mishnah Sinai, that's why he uses the Lashon Lefnim and Aklayim, because that's how the Mishnayos were said at that time. They were talking about the Mishkan. These Mishnayos are mamish preserved from the Yemais HaMishkan, from Ma'amad HaSinai, and therefore use the Lashon Lefnim and Aklayim, because that's what was Nagia at that time, the time of the Mishkan, and we have the Mishnayos the way they were from then, and that's why that Lashon Lefnim and Aklayim remain Ludaris. That's the beautiful Hezber from the Gra. But Shtag Lahara is the fact that if you look Lamashon Mishnah and Hey, over there it says Nechalim Chol Ha'ir. So we're talking about the ear. Obviously, we're not talking about in the Mishkan in the Midbar. So it's Mashra that we're talking about Ladiris, not in the Zman HaMidbar. So how could you say that this parak is was Nishar exactly the way it was from the time in the Midbar? So it could be that he doesn't mean the whole parak, only parts of it. Some of the Mishnais, but some of the Mishnais are also added later on. Maybe this one is a later Mishnah, but that's a Shtigl Hara on this shot from the Grub. But I saw in the Nefesh Chai from Reuven Margolius and Siman Nun and Archaim, he asks his Kasha, he brings from the Tesiyantar, he asks his Kasha, and he wants to be able to see a different shot. He wants to say that this parak was said at the time of the Aliyah from Babel. And at that time, when they came back to the Mesa Mikdash, Shigamar says in Megillah that Shamati, Omar Blazer, Shamati, Shubainim, Behechel, Oisin, Kloim, Lehechel, Kloim, Lazarus. And so at that time, they didn't have everything built yet, and they made Kloim instead of the walls of the Lazarus. So he wants to say that maybe that could be the shot that about is going. Bizman Hazab, Bizman HaMikdash, and the Lashon Klaim is not referring to the Klaim of the Mishkan, but the temporary Klaim that they made at that point, and Mimela, the Lashon Nechol, B'chol Ha'ir, would fit in as well, because both of those things could be true at the same time.